You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of the devotional 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff launches a transformative series on one of the most controversial and misunderstood spiritual gifts, different kinds of tongues. Whether heavenly or earthly, known or unknown, this gift is a supernatural sign of the Spirit's presence and power. Today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. And to another, various kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a new week of Awaken to Deliver. If there is one gift that has stirred up more controversy, confusion, and debate in the church than almost any other, it's this one, the different kinds of tongues. And right out of the gate, I want to make something clear. Just because it's controversial doesn't mean it's optional. Just because it's been abused doesn't mean that it should be avoided. And just because some don't understand it doesn't mean it isn't biblical. Paul lists various kinds of tongues as one of the nine gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That means that this isn't a side issue. It's a part of what the Holy Spirit is actively doing in the church. And it's time that we understand it the way Scripture teaches it, not the way culture reacts to it. Now, to understand this, we need to recognize what the Bible means by tongues. So let's start with the word itself. Now, the Greek word for tongues in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 is glossa, which simply means language or tongue. When Paul says various kinds of tongues, he's talking about different types of Spirit-given languages, spoken through a believer, but not learned naturally. So let me say that again. These are languages not learned by the speaker. They are given supernaturally by the Holy Spirit in real time. That means when someone speaks in tongues, they are speaking words that are not coming from their mind, but from the Spirit inside of them. This isn't emotional babbling. It's not gibberish. It's not even noise. It's spiritual language, sometimes earthly, sometimes heavenly, but always Spirit birthed. Acts chapter 2 gives us the first dramatic display of this gift. The Holy Spirit is poured out on Pentecost. And what happens? In Acts chapter 2, verse 4, it says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with different tongues, as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out." Then we read in verses 7 through 8, "Why are each of us hearing them in our own language, to whom we were born?" That day, the disciples spoke in real earthly languages. They had never studied them, and it became a sign that caused thousands to believe. But that's just one kind of tongue. There are others, and Paul refers to various kinds of tongues, plural, diverse. That means tongues are not a one-size-fits-all experience. In fact, when you study Scripture closely, you can see at least three distinct types of tongues mentioned in the New Testament. Now, let me break them down for you. The first one is tongues known as earthly languages. This is what we see in Acts chapter 2. The disciples spoke in the languages of the Parthians, the Medes, the Elamites, and even more. These were real dialects understood by those listening. It was a supernatural sign that caused unbelievers to hear the gospel in their native tongue, and it bypassed human learning and demonstrated divine power. The second one is tongues in heavenly or angelic languages. Paul hints at this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, when he writes, "If I speak with the tongues of mankind and of angels," this implies that some tongues are not of this earth at all. These are divine languages, spoken not by man, but to God. And Paul confirms this later in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. "For the one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. For no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries." This kind of tongue is primarily used in prayer and in worship. It bypasses the intellect and allows your spirit to speak directly to God. The third one is tongues for public edification with interpretation. This is where tongues operate like prophecy. When someone speaks out in a tongue in a corporate setting, it must be interpreted. Paul lays this out clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 27 through 28. If there's no interpreter, the person should remain silent in the assembly and speak to God privately. This type of tongue is not for personal prayer. It's a message from God to the people, and it carries the same weight and structure as prophecy. It must be interpreted so that the church can be built up and not confused. And this ties into something that we really need to grasp. Tongues are not just one experience, but a category of supernatural expressions. When Paul says different kinds of tongues, he's teaching us that the Holy Spirit doesn't limit himself to one mode of operation. He moves differently in different people, and sometimes even differently within the same person at different times. You might pray in tongues quietly at home as part of your private communion with God in the secret place. And then at another time, the Spirit might prompt you to deliver a tongue that needs interpretation in a gathering of believers. Both are biblical. Both are Spirit-led, and both are valuable. But they serve different purposes, and that's the key purpose. Private tongues edify the believer. Public tongues, when interpreted, edify the body. Evangelistic tongues, like at Pentecost, serve as a sign to unbelievers. Each one is supernatural. Each one requires submission, and each one requires discernment. So let's take a moment to explore the source behind all of this. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14 says, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive." That tells us exactly what is happening here. Your spirit is praying, not your mind. The words don't originate from your brain. They originate from the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And this is important because it destroys the argument that tongues are fake, fabricated, or emotional. Paul never rebukes the gift. He rebukes the misuse of the gift. He never says, "Stop speaking in tongues." He says, "Make sure it's done in order." And he also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, "I thank God that I speak in tongues more than you all." Paul didn't just tolerate tongues. He embraced them. He practiced them, and he taught on them. And he expected the church to operate in them correctly, but actively. Now, this gift is still for today. Nowhere in the New Testament are we told that tongues would cease before the return of Christ. In fact, the opposite is quite true. Peter said in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, quoting Joel, "And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind." If we are still in the last days, then the Spirit is still being poured out and the gifts are still being distributed. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7, that the early church was not lacking in any gift, as they eagerly await the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means the gifts, including tongues, are meant to be active until Jesus comes back. So with that in mind, what are different kinds of tongues? Well, they are supernatural languages given by the Holy Spirit, spoken through the believer for the purpose of worship, edification, proclamation, and prophetic utterance. They may sound strange to the natural mind, but they are powerful in the spirit realm. They bypass human understanding, but carry divine authority. They are not random, they are strategic, and they are still being released today. This gift may operate in different ways, at different times, but every expression points to the same source, the Holy Spirit. And every manifestation is designed to glorify Jesus and build up His church. Now, let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. Have you written off tongues because of how others have abused it? Have you ignored the gift because it made you uncomfortable? Or have you simply never been taught that this is a biblical, powerful, Spirit-led operation? It's time to come back to the Word. It's time to open your heart. And it's time to say, Holy Spirit, whatever you have for me, I want it. Don't settle for a powerless version of Christianity. Don't reject a gift just because someone else misunderstood it. God is still speaking, and sometimes He's doing it in tongues. Let this truth draw you closer to God this week. Tongues are not foolishness. They are fire. They are not noise. They are Spirit-breathed language. They are not confusion. They are confirmation that the Holy Spirit is present and active in His church. Now, tomorrow, we are going to break open what Scripture says about tongues as a sign for both believers and unbelievers, and what that means for the church today. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.